Well, hello. Glad you called. Probably in your life you have put a stick in water. And you may not have noticed it at the time, but when you put a straight stick in water, whether it's a lake or swimming area, where the water was clear, even in a large pan in the kitchen sink, if the conditions were right, the unique happening is that the straight stick appears to be crooked. Why? Because you were looking at the stick through two mediums. And what are they? Well, air and water. Now, what God does is very straight. And in God's justice plan, everything is straight without the least bending. But to us, various acts seem to be very crooked. You take this example. That wicked men should prosper and good men be afflicted. That the Israelites should make bricks and the Egyptians live in houses. Things like this makes the best Christian just wonder and stagger in judgment. Why? Well, the answer is because we're looking upon God's dealings through two mediums. And what are they? Well, I think you would say they're flesh and spirit. And consequently, my friend, you know, things seem to go crooked when in fact they are straight. It's the way we look at things. Like right now, for example, if you're going through a difficult situation, things that are happening to you that you don't really like, if you could only come to the place where you looked at those happenings through the eyes of God instead of our earthly limited vision, I think you would find the difference, like in 1 Samuel 16:7. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. What I'm telling you, I tell myself. Things look crooked, and they are seemingly bent out of shape. But as God looks at it, I know things are going to be straight. And so my prayer for you is, God, please give this one the desire and success in viewing a situation that seems crooked to them through your eyes, because you do all things right. This I know. And I ask that you bless this one at this time in a real special way in the name of Jesus. Amen. After the signal, you can talk to me if you like. Thanks for calling again. Share the number if you will. Goodbye.